Great job by Brett Baer in his interview with Lion Kamala Harris. She has a massive and irredeemable case of Trump derangement syndrome. So bad, in fact, that she is barely able to talk about any subject other than the man who had the best economy ever, the strongest border in history, and who just got the unanimous endorsement of the U.S. Border Patrol, Donald J. Trump. Their endorsement was a tremendous honor. They said that Comrade Kamala did a terrible job, the worst in memory, and can't be allowed to do it again. She is also the worst vice president in history, but hopefully will soon be gone. Again, congratulations to Brett Baer on a tough but very fair interview, one that clearly showed how totally incompetent Kamala is. For the good of our nation, her inferior cognitive ability must be tested at once. Oh, that's good. Do you think Brett Baer is going to be allowed back on the golf circuit with Trump now? You know, I think Trump gave him the blacklist after he called Arizona before the polls closed. I think Brett got blacklisted off the Trump golf list. Do you think he'll be back on? Do you think he's back in good grace? Apparently, Brett Baer, like Trump, is a scratch golfer. So maybe he's redeemed himself in the eyes of the old Trumpster. Maybe he'll be allowed back on the golf circuit after that. Maybe we'll wait and see. So, it's true, though. How many times did she mention Trump? Here's a funny little compilation of all of it in clip 10.
Donald Trump.
What is that? How many times? Actually, play it again. Let's count. Guys, go ahead.
Donald Trump. 19.
I counted 19 times. I don't know. I could have been, may have been a little off there. So at least 19 times. Do you think Kamala Harris could do an interview or talk policy without saying Donald Trump? Do you think she could even do it? Speaking of Donald Trump, he was in the Bronx today. They're probably feeling pretty good, probably high spirits in the Bronx today. The New York Yankees playing well. He goes to the barber shop and a fun time there. Everybody welcomed him. Big crowd outside, big crowd inside. Everybody cheered him on. They all loved him. Clip one.
How good are the barbers here?
Excellent.
Very good. I can
see they're
good.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Nice soft floor. What's that all about?
That's what I'm about. The back.
The back.
Nice
to meet you all.
Thank you, President. Thank you,
President. Big hands.
Thank you,
Big hands.
Nice to see
you.
So
you're the owner?
My son is the owner. He yelled at his father.
Oh, you did that very nice and easy, huh? Yeah. Is he as good as you?
He's great.
They're all wearing shirts, make barbers great again. And I guess it was called the Knockout Barbershop. And I guess they grapple and fight where they cut the hair. So that's what that padded floor was all about. He was talking about, I guess, when they're done cutting hair, they move the chairs and then they grapple and spar and fight and work out there. So that's pretty crazy. And then here's a barber in Detroit talking about Trump in clip two.
At the end of the day, I'm Trump because I my eyes open. I can see that he was doing a lot better than what we're going through right now. You can't even go to the grocery stores right now without making a life decision on what you want to get. You know, you got to compromise. We don't have to go through that 4 years ago.
You know, just being able to just live on a day-to-day basis, it has become a little harder at this point in time.
And, you know, that's what it's really all about. And I talk about this often now because it's kind of part of the problem with politics and political debate is it just gets watered down with all these political footballs and issues and just all the wonk, all the noise. and we forget about what, you know, what is actually going on? What are you actually experiencing? What are the people in Springfield, Ohio experiencing and all these other towns? What are you experiencing when you go to the gas pump, when you go to the grocery store, when you go pay your energy bills? What are you experiencing when you look at your paycheck? You know, these are the things, remove all the noise and deal with the reality. That's the reality. And J.D. Vance talks about the reality here in clip 12.
Well, and then he was president, and take-home pay was going up faster than it had in 40 years. Inflation was low. The border was secure. And remember, they all said Donald Trump was going to start World War III, and yet we had more peace around the globe than we had had in a generation in this country. And you sort of like, okay.
So you remove the noise. That's the reality. And then here's J.D. Vance attacking Harris on the border in clip 14.
These girls, you know, Jocelyn Nungri and Lakin Riley and, of course, Patty's daughter are not dead because of some accident or some force of nature. They're dead because Kamala Harris opened the border and let their killers into our country to go after their daughters. They don't just need our sympathy. They don't just need our kind words, though they certainly deserve that. They need leadership who actually puts the security of this country first. And unfortunately, they're just not getting that from Kamala Harris.
Now, don't be surprised if those barbershops end up getting attacked by the Democrats that run Detroit, run New York City. Because when you publicly support Trump or come out in support of Trump, the Democrats come after you. Now, Andrew Schultz, famous comedian, does all kinds of tours, just had an interview with Trump, talks about something that happened to him right after the interview in clip 11.
And we get an email 3.5 hours out, and 3.5 hours after the interview, they cancel shows. Read the exact email, because they're canceling my shows, but they're also begging Live Nation to not cancel future shows with them. Like, they still want business, but they're not this guy. Now, I don't know if it's a Trump interview, but the day before it came out, we were ready to go and we were going on sale this week. And 3.5 hours afterwards, we get this email.
Yeah.
First off, I want to thank you for thinking of BAM for Andrew Schultz's upcoming comedy show. We are always excited when promoters consider our space for their events.
No problem.
After some internal discussions with leadership, it was decided that BAM is not the right fit for this show at this time. That said, we really do appreciate you reaching out. We'd love to work with you in the future and for future events that might be a better match for BAM.
Indeed. Yeah, I think we all know. I think we all know what that's about. Pretty obvious. Oh, not a right fit at this time. In other words, you just interviewed Trump. You made him look good. You've supported Trump. You're not a liberal. So, you know, not at this time. You know, maybe come out and talk about liberal progressive issues and maybe talk about how bad white people are or how bad Trump is. Maybe, you know, make a video supporting Kamala Harris. And maybe at that point in time we can do business. But for this time, I just don't think we can. Not right now. Not right now. So you see, that's what happens. And this is why entertainers, athletes, comedians, anybody, business owners, this is why they're afraid to come out in support of Trump publicly, because there's a risk involved. That's what the left does. That's what the establishment does. That's what corrupt government does. So you just witness it and you make a choice. Do you risk it all? Speak your mind? Do you risk the left trying to destroy your life? Or do you say, the hell with it? I'm going to promote my politics and speak my mind and let the chips fall where they may, knowing the risks. All right, we are concluding hour one of the InfoWars War Room. We got more debates coming up, a great Senate debate in Massachusetts we're going to get to. We got some big legal news dealing with the election. We've also got some big health news coming up with a guest in the third hour. Folks, it is not too late, though the clock is ticking, to get your raffle entries for the monster truck at thealexjonesstore.com. With every purchase at thealexjonesstore.com, you will get entries into the raffle to win the monster truck. So when you go there and buy the t-shirts, whether it's the new t-shirts, the old t-shirts brought back, reimagined, whether it's the ultimate CMOS gummies, whether it's the hats, whether it's the decals, with every purchase at thealexjonesstore.com, you will get raffle entries. But time is running out, so get to the Alex Jones store now to enter the raffle before it's too late.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish Sea Moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish Sea Moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
The InfoWars system is very...